¿Qué pasa cuando cambias tu calentador de agua eléctrico estándar por uno nuevo con bomba de calor? Tus ahorros crecen. Y mucho. De hecho, Energy Star calcula que un hogar de 4 personas puede ahorrar $550 al año en sus facturas de luz. Y el costo de tu nuevo calentador de agua con bomba de calor se recupera en solo 3 años. Sube de nivel con un calentador de agua con bomba de calor. Visita daleupgrade.com para más información.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood philosopher navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're constantly striving, chasing some elusive success, but tripping over yourself more often than not? You know that feeling when a grand plan crumbles faster than a stale cookie? Well, today we're tackling something uncomfortable, yet incredibly empowering. Failure. Yep, that big, bad F word that society tries to shove under the rug. But guess what? Failure isn't our enemy. It's our secret weapon. Think about it. Every single one of us, from CEOs to astronauts to your friendly neighborhood barista, has faced setbacks. Think back to some of those failures that seemed like the end of the world at the time. Did you really fail, or were you simply on a detour, learning something valuable along the way? See, failure isn't just about falling down, it's about getting back up and using those stumbles as stepping stones. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you reframe your perspective on failure. 1. Failure's feedback. Picture this life as a giant feedback loop, constantly giving us information about what works and what doesn't. When something goes south, it's not a personal attack, it's a signal that something needs adjusting. Think of it like baking a cake. The first batch might be a disaster, but you taste it, analyze what went wrong, and use those insights to create the next masterpiece. 2. Embrace the learning curve. Every failure is a chance to learn something new about yourself, your skills, and the world around you. You know that saying, the only real failure is not learning from your mistakes, so true. So instead of beating yourself up, analyze those setbacks. What went wrong? What could you have done differently? What can you take away from this experience to improve next time? 3. Build resilience. Think of resilience like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. When you face challenges head on and bounce back from setbacks, your ability to handle future obstacles grows exponentially. Remember those superhero movies where they always get knocked down but keep getting up? That's resilience in action. 4. Failure is relative. Stop comparing yourself to others and their perceived successes. Everyone has their own journey, their own timeline, and their own unique definition of success. Focus on your own path and celebrate your progress, no matter how small it may seem. 5. Redefine success. Success isn't just about reaching the top of the mountain. It's about enjoying the journey, learning from every step, and becoming the best version of yourself along the way. So redefine what success means to you. Is it mastering a new skill? Overcoming a personal challenge? Helping someone in need? Let me tell you a quick story. I once dreamt of being a stand-up comedian. Picture this. Dylan Brooks on stage, killing it with witty one-liners and crowd roaring with laughter. Sounds pretty awesome, right? But guess what? My first few gigs were disastrous. The silence was deafening. The crickets were chirping louder than the audience. It was brutal. But I didn't quit. I embraced those failures as learning experiences. I honed my jokes, practiced more, and even started taking improv classes to improve my stage presence. Slowly but surely, things started clicking. Eventually, I landed gigs at open mics, then clubs, and now, here we are, me sharing wisdom about embracing failure on a podcast. So remember, folks, don't fear failure, embrace it. It's not the end of the story, it's just a chapter. A chance to learn, grow, and become even stronger. Let's recap what we talked about today. Failure is feedback. It's an opportunity for learning. It builds resilience. It's relative. And success is defined by you, not by anyone else. So go out there, take risks, and don't be afraid to stumble. Because every stumble is a chance to rise stronger and smarter than before. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who could use a little dose of failure positive motivation. Leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform and join the conversation on social media. We're always buzzing with insightful discussions and real-life stories about navigating life's challenges. Until next time, keep striving, keep learning, and remember, failure is just fuel for greatness.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.